Let's check in with the cool kids who stay locked in while on their hustle. It's time for Fresh from the Office.
That's right. It's time for Fresh in the Office. It's 9:29 right now. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. We've got a gentleman who is a clerk and a driver at a pharmacy on air right now. Fabs.
Yes.
How are you doing, my guy?
I'm good. How are you, man?
Ah, all good. Shaquan is here as well.
Yeah. Hey, Shaquan.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Who's it? Ah, it's all good, man.
How's
we're
the
pushing,
day going?
We're pushing.
Is it? How's the morning going so far?
Yeah, today feels like a Monday to me, really.
It feels like a Monday?
Just got a lot yet work, man.
Speaking of work, let's talk about it, my guy. Yeah. You mentioned that you're a clerk and a driver itself at a pharmacy in Ohio. You know, being a clerk is different from work on different industries.
Yeah.
You're in the pharmaceutical industry with this one. What exactly do you do, and how long have you been doing it?
When I say clerk, so what happens is that the very first thing that I do early morning when I step in the building is that I receive stock. You know,
okay,
and then I put it through in the system. From there, I distribute it in different departments that's now within the pharmacy, be it a dispensary, OTC, you know what it is. So once I'm done with that, and then I would be assisting, be it at over the counter, that has got to do with now as people are changing shifts, there are some that are taking a break and all that.
Yeah.
And I'll be assisting somewhere over the counter or so on. And then strictly by 10 to 11 there, I'll be doing my first deliveries.
Oh, okay.
I'll be delivering, you know, medicine to mostly old age home. You know, yeah. So most of our customers are actually, you know, elders. People that are retired and all that. So I'll be delivering throughout.
All right. Yeah.
So you are a bit of an old soul, man. I mean, if you're dealing with the elders, it's a delicate type of work. You have to be an old soul and also be patient.
Yeah. Working with old people, you know, you gain actually a lot. Like me, yeah, wisdom, man, wisdom.
Is it? So what is it that you can share with us that you have probably learned from one of your regular clients that you see all the time, and it's just something that they always tell you when they pull you to the side?
Yeah, that just as Enski said, patience. There's one man, he's a white man, actually.
Yeah.
This guy, whenever I come there, he would always put something in my mind. And I always love, you know, just going there and just hear something from him. He would always tell me, you know, young boy, you look very energetic always. You look very friendly. You should keep that spirit. You should be patient in life. he likes telling me those things, you know. And I really enjoy it. It really makes my day.
That's just incredible, man.
Among elders, you know, and just motivating me, telling me a lot of things, man.
Yeah. Awesome.
Now, I mean, you. I mean, obviously, you're in the administrative situation now in the pharmaceutical industry, with the pharmacy itself. Where do you see yourself in 2 years, my guy? Like, what is it that you want to do? You want to have your own pharmacy, or do you want to find a different type of job, or how do you want to go about this?
You know, current situation, I to be honest, when it comes to looking forward to my life, I cannot really say I want to own my own pharmacy as time is going.
Yeah.
But I'm working on something musical-wise. I'm actually working on music. I'm looking forward to become one of the great gospel artists.
Oh, my man!
So that's actually my field. Especially this year, I'm looking forward to do something like that.
Yeah.
And as time goes, I want to grow in it.
Now, congratulations in advance, awesome, man. Maybe we'll get a taste of the album when it drops.
Yeah, you know, you will hear Master Fabs very soon. Master Fabs. On air very soon. Yeah.
My man, that's what I'm talking about. If you have a dream, find something that can fuel the dream.
Come on.
Let's play Anything But Correct, Omez. You know how Anything But Correct works, right?
I've heard of something like that.
You've heard of it. Okay. We're going to start with Anything But Correct right now. You have 30 seconds to complete the questions. Starting right now. What day is tomorrow?
today?
No. What no, day you is have to tomorrow?
You have to give an actual answer. What day is tomorrow?
Okay, Monday.
Okay, how many years is in a century?
Two.
Name an animal that is bigger than a cat.
You're bird.
a bird.
Hey. Yeah, you got me.
Name
baby.
An animal that is bigger than a bird.
That is bigger than a cat.
That is bigger than a cat.
Yeah, and
because
a
it's
bird.
Anything but correct. You saying a bird, my guy.
Honestly.
We nailed you, miss. We nailed you. Finally, we're getting a taste of victory, Sheikh.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
The story now, man.
Mr. Phebs, man, who are those colleagues that you want to send a shout out to, man? Maybe that colleague that she thinks she's the Miss Beyonce in the pharmacy, yeah. And she's just Brazilian hair. Or maybe that doctor that's been working there for 30 years, he doesn't have patience for anything. Who are those colleagues, my guy?
Yeah.
Okay, number one, I work with ladies, mate. I'm the only dude there. So shout out to all my ladies there. So that has got to do with Healy, Regina, you know, Louisa, my boss, Miss Velma, you know, Alesma, all those people. Shout out to them and shout out, you know, just so such a great thing to work with such people. They are so friendly. I know they give me tough time though, but then you know, when you're a man among ladies, it's normal to be that way. She's on it. I'll take it her stress for sure. Yeah, I appreciate them.
All right, fantastic, man. Fabs, keep pushing what you're doing, keep working on your dream, and thank you so much for your time, and have a great day, man.
Okay, blessed day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is a song for December. Whenever, wherever.